Vajra's Kedoshim, day 6. Next from Zaratruma, which means second volume, 135a. Raza de Shabbos, the secret of Shabbos, which means the inner light. The Chidor brings Raza, secret, is Gematria, 8 times the Shem Havaya, which hints to that Shabbos, the seventh day, its secret energy is the 8th day. You know that the world says, Sheshitimi Masa Hashem Mishmai, Masa Hashem created the world in 6 days, made the world in 6 days. Or what about the seventh day? The seventh day, he didn't do anything, he rested. Even though resting, Gemara says, is also creation, but sometimes it's called a creation, sometimes it's not, because it's a different type of creation. It's creation through the passive aspect, which is actually higher. That's why Shabbos means cessation. It's actually higher in the root, but in a revealed way, it's like doing nothing. But Shabbos is a portal between this 6 days of work, this world, and the world above, the eighth level, the world to come mamish. So the secret power of Shabbos is from the 8th level, and that's why Mila on the 8th day, which the circumcision was done on the 8th day, is Doicha Shabbos, even done on Shabbos, of course coming from a higher place, the root power of Shabbos. So it's not contradiction doing the work of circumcision, which normally in other things would not be allowed. So the secret power of Shabbos, Ihu Shabbos, it is the Shabbos, the power of Shabbos, meaning this Achdus Baraza De'echad, that's united with the secret of unity. Because coming from the 8th day, hidden power of Shabbos, it can circumcise the world from its appearance of diversity and reveal Hashem's oneness in everything. The Mishri Allah Raza De'echa, to rest upon it the secret of unity, which means the infinite light, to raise everything up to his tzilus state of seeing everything perfectly united with the Shekhinah and to delight from Hashem in everything. So that's the intrinsic level of Shabbos. Now, what about coming into Shabbos from Friday Eve into Shabbos night? Slosa Demali Shabbos is a prayer of Erev Shabbos, Shabbos Eve. Doas Echadas Kasaya Kiridisha Brazad Yechad, because it's united the holy honorable throne in the secret of unity. Which means that the throne, which is in the world of Bria, which is the root of all diversity. So through once Shabbos afternoon, especially when we start to pray, Mincha, the world start to arise, and then till Shabbos night, all the world's below the Malchus arises and goes into back into its place in Atzilus, because during the week the Malchus of Atzilus is in exile, goes down to the worlds below and to raise up the sparks, and because of that we have to do work to separate the negative energies from the sparks and raise them up. And Shabbos they ascend to their place in Atzilus to be completely included in the divine unity, go into the king's palace to see how it's all one big picture and it's all one. It's the Kanas Mishri Law Malka Kadisha Law, and it's fixed to rest upon it the High Holy King, which means Aaron Pin rests upon the Malchusia as the permanent unification and the highest perception of Hashem. Kad Oil Shabbos, when Shabbos enters, Ihi Sechedes Vesparashas Sitra Acha. Here referring to the Shekhinah is united above him to Atzilus, and separated from the other side. There's no hold of the negative energies on the Shekhinah as in the week. Chol Dinin Vesabrin Mino, and all judgments are passed away from her. Vish Ta'aras Vichudin in Hira Kadisha, and she's left in unification of holy light. Completely engulfed by the infinite light in the world of Atzilus, all unity, all oneness, and joy. Visatris Bechama Itrin the Gabi Malkadisha, and is crowned with many crowns towards the Holy King, which means that there's many surrounding levels of light from the world of Atzilus to rest upon the Shekhinah of Malchus, which are set to be united with Zeranpin in order to bring a perfect unification in all levels. Chol Shetoni Rugzin Moradinikul Arakun Sambri Mino. And all reigning forces of anger, the masters of judgment, they all flee and are passed away from her. There's no other rulership in other worlds. During the week, it appears at least as if there's other forces that seem to cause problems and judgment and separation. On Shabbos, they're all passed away, all disposed of, and you just see it's all one directly, with no intermediary. And poor Nahirin Vinahiri Law, the face shines with supernal light, which means a surrounding light from Keser. Yisachar Sachar Bamakadisha is the crown below with the holy nation. We see the revelation of Shekhinah manifesting through the holy people below that guard the Shabbos and rests upon them. You see their faces lit up. The person has a different light in his face in Shabbos. It shines. The Kulu Masachin Rishmasin Chanatin, they're all crowned with new souls because the person gets an extra new soul on Shabbos. Kedin Shirusa the souls of the Vachol of Bechedud Hira Anpin. Then is the beginning of the prayer. Bless her with bliss, the shining of the faces. When you say Baruch at the beginning of the evening prayer of Shabbos night, so this draws a blessing and the joy to Shekhinah completely. Lomar Baruch Hu Es Hashem Uvarach, Bless Hashem was blessed, Es Hashem Daika, specifically Es Hashem. Yudke Vavke refers to Teferis, Zeranpin of Atzilus, and Es is a word that is not translatable, but like it's something. It's a grammatical thing, but explained in Kabbalah to add something referring to the Shekhinah. And S is Aleph and Tav, the beginning and end letter of the Aleph base, because the Shekhinah is Malchus, which is the last level and includes in it light of all levels from the beginning. And they're completely united through the whole process of going to Shabbos and the beginning of Shabbos prayer. Begin the Miftach L'Gabo B'Bechor, in order to begin to her with blessing, to draw extra blessings and extra drawing of Ein Sof to the Shekhinah from the beginning of Shabbos, higher and higher throughout the whole Shabbos.